here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 10th of April, 2009. It's the birthday of Joseph Pulitzer, born in Hungary, 1847, came to this country, owned the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and then the New York World, and left his money to start the Columbia School of Journalism and the Pulitzer Prize. It was on this day, 1872, Nebraskans planted more than a million trees. It became the first Arbor Day. It was the idea of a man named J. Sterling Morton, newspaper editor, governor of the Nebraska Territory, who suggested that an entire day be set aside in honor of planting trees, April 10th, 1872. By 1907, Arbor Day celebrated across the country, and people were taught that planting trees was a patriotic act. Scott Fitzgerald's novel The Great Gatsby published on this day in 1925. It's the birthday of the poet Norman Duby, born in Barre, Vermont, 1945, author of Alehouse Sonnets, came out in 1971. It's the birthday of Annie Lamott, born in San Francisco, 1954. She'd written a few novels, none of them successful. Then when she was in her mid-30s, she was pregnant, her boyfriend left her. She decided she wanted to write about her child's first year. The book came out in 1993, entitled Operating Instructions, A Journal of My Son's First Year, and it was her first bestseller. Anne Lamott, who wrote, "If you are writing the clearest, truest words you can find and doing the best you can to understand and communicate, this will shine on paper like its own little lighthouse." Lighthouses don't go running all over an island looking for boats to save. They just stand there shining. It's the birthday of the novelist and travel writer Paul Theroux, born in Medford, Massachusetts, 1941. He had written a couple of novels when he spent 4 months traveling across Asia on a train and writing every day about it. And that became his first bestseller in 1975, The Great Railway Bazaar. He's written many other books, Picture Palace, The Mosquito Coast, Blinding Light. And last year, he published a book about making that same train trip across Asia 30 years later, a book entitled Ghost Train to the Eastern Star. Paul Theroux, who wrote Travel, is a creative act. The discoveries the traveler makes in broad daylight resemble those that thrill and sustain a novelist in his solitude. Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, entitled Before the Trip. When old people travel, it's for relief from a life that they know too well. Not routine, but the very long slope of disbelief in routine, the unbearable lightness of brushing teeth that aren't all there, the weakened voice calling out for the waiter who doesn't turn. The drink that once was neither here nor there is now a singular act of worship. The sun that rises every day says, "I don't care," to the torments of love and hate that once pushed one back and forth on the blood's red wagon. All dogs have become beautiful in the way they look at cats and wonder what to do. Breakfast is an event, and bird flu only a joke of fear the world keeps playing. On the morning walk, the horizon is ours when we wish. We know that death is a miracle for everyone, or so the gods say in a whisper of rain in the immense garden we couldn't quite trace. A poem by Jim Harrison, Before the Trip, from his collection Saving Daylight, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written and produced by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.